With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Public lands ranching is a big deal and is widely supported across western states. This week is the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Public Lands Council. Ethan Lane is with the PLC and explains, back in 1968, there were a group of western ranchers who got together in Washington, D.C., and decided they better organize for their own good.
Boys, we better figure out a way to make sure that we're protected moving forward, specifically in these western areas where we have public lands. You're talking about 1968, where within just 5 years, you had NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, created. You had the Endangered Species Act created. You had the onset of FLTMA, which totally changed the way the Taylor Grazing Act is implemented.
And since then, he says, the PLC has actively represented the cattle and sheep producers who hold public lands grazing permits.
Across the board, you see in the next few years after the PLC is created, exact confirmation of why those guys felt so strongly about the need to create an organization to focus on federal grazing permits in the West. They saw these threats coming, and they knew we would need a really comprehensive, focused organization to work hand in hand with the state and national cattle associations and sheep associations to protect this industry.
And the 2018 PLC annual meeting is set for Park City, Utah in September. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.